We're doing the Drashot HaRamban. We're up to page Kuf Ayin Aleph. Asher Chaim wasn't here this morning, so no one brought down this far. We'll dedicate our learning this morning to Aliza Bat Paula. The Ramban had been discussing, we're learning the Ramban's letter about the different aspects of the beauty of the Torah and how the Torah teaches us about all aspects of life. And the Ramban had been discussing why the Torah gives us the genealogy in the beginning of the Torah. And then the Ramban went on to discuss how the Torah tells us about how idol worship evolved and the idol worship that was existent in the beginning of the world. Now, shortly after creation, people started naming their children with godly powers. They named their kids Mahalal El. They named their kids with names that ended with El to indicate that they started idol worship. And the Ramban then expanded on the different forms of idol worship, which is what we're in the middle of. He says the Torah doesn't like discussing things that are just wrong. So the Torah doesn't expand about what idol worship was. But we'll explain. So the Ramban is in the middle of explaining to us the different forms of idol worship. Yes, Mayor? That's true. That's true. But we use it as a reference that the strength is God. We, like the Ramban says, when we have angels, we also, they have the name El. Michael means Mikamocha El. Who is like you, God? Gabriel means the strength is God's. The angels are always, when they have the word El in their name, El means strength. El also is a reference to Hashem. So they're always saying, my strength comes from God. Whatever strength they have, if it's the angel that heals, he says, Rifa El. The strength of curing is really God's. I'm just a messenger. They used it to mean, when they used names that ended with El, that was to indicate that they had the powers. But you're right. We also use names that end with El. Right? So the Ramban said, one form of idol worship that they had was that they spoke to demons. And the Ramban had discussed the Shadim, that really they have no control. They can't even speak about the distant future, but they could hear the short future, meaning on Rosh Hashanah, when in heaven they decide what the year is going to be like. So in heaven there's a declaration, and there's some kind of mechitza, some kind of barrier, where angels cannot go beyond that, but they could stand there and listen, just like the Gemara tells us that the spirits of the two girls that had passed away, that they were the spirits of when people pass away, so they could also hear what's going to happen in the upcoming year. Whatever's decided on Rosh Hashanah, like the Gemara we learned in Brachos, we just learned it, it's in Brachos Yud Ches Amud Beis. And that's, to this concept is combined the prohibition of bringing us incense to the dead. What can the dead tell us? So he who can communicate with the dead, they could tell us what's about to happen. V'inyan avodah zara echad, one concept of avodah zara, hu l'ashem shvil ha'irach v'lamazalot, is to the sun, the moon, and the different constellations that compose the mazalot. Mazal is, so to speak, a person's luck, a person's fortune. Ki kol echad min ha'umot oved u'bonei echalot l'mazal shelo. The different nations have different mazalot, different constellations or parts of the zodiac that corresponds to that nation. And so the nations would build altars and build buildings corresponding to their mazal, to their constellation. And they thought that in doing this, they will rise and their fortune will rise, and it'll help them. So the Egyptians, they built, they served the constellation of the sheep, Shaya Mazalam Kefidatam, that they thought that was their constellation. Velachen lo yuchlim oto. That's why they didn't eat sheep. In Egypt, you could not slaughter a sheep. Vayato avatam kolo itzon, and they were disgusted with anyone who would shepherd the sheep. If a sheep sat down in the middle of the street, he didn't move it. They treated the sheep in a godly manner. They said, that's our God. That's our fortune. So they honored sheep in Egypt. And if we are to understand, it's unclear whether they were vegetarians completely. if they were completely vegetarians, that they didn't eat meat at all, mipnei zeh tamaya. That was the reason why they were vegetarian. Because they said, we have to honor the animals, we have to be careful because our constellation, our mazel is the sheep. V'lachen tzivva HaKadosh Baruch Hu lishchot tzle bePesach. That's why God gave us a mitzvah. What do we do on Passover? We slaughter a sheep. B'mazal tzle. What is Nisan? Nisan is when the fortune that goes up in heaven, the constellation of Nisan, is the sheep. Shehu Nisan. That's the month of Nisan. V'asa shvatim b'Elohim. God punished their figurines, their gods. V'en hatzurot asuyot b'mazal tzle. Those were the different figurines they made in the shape of the sheep. Shehu mazal atzumech b'Nisan. In the constellations, so there's an order of the zodiac. And how much depth do you guys want in this? We could expand for 10 minutes or we could just keep going. How many people want us to expand for 10 minutes? I'll tell you what historically happens in this class. Every time we encounter something like this, I ask, and most of the people vote, yeah, let's do it. And then after 2 minutes, people start walking out. Why? Because in theory it's interesting, and in practice it's less interesting. I think, like I always say, if you don't do it now, you're never going to do it. Okay. Fine. So, we have an easy way to remember it. Me'ak Gedad Tashet Sa'ach. That's the acronym for the constellations. Okay. Me'ak. So we have. Should we begin? This one will begin with Tishrei. So Tishrei we know is Moznayim, the scale. And then we have Akrav, the scorpion. And then we have. Me'ak Gedad Moznaim Akrav Keshet Gdi Dli Tagim. Yeah. Tle, not necessarily. Show Teomim Saltan Aryeh Betula. Okay. Good question. Moznaim is the scale, that's Tishrei. Tishrei is when we get judged. Akrav is the scorpion, that's Cheshvan. Good question, why it's scorpion. Keshet is the bow, that's Kislev. We could discuss why. An easy way to remember it is that when the kids were in hiding trying to deceive the Greeks that they weren't learning Torah, they'd sit by the caves. Whenever the Greeks would come, they'd pull out a bow and arrow and they'd say, we're playing with bow and arrow out here. Gdi. Oh, so there's more depth to it. Right. Kislev is Keshet. Gdi is the goat. That's Teves. Shvat is Dli, the bucket of water. And Adar, we know, is Dagin, the mazel of fish. Nisan is the mazel of Tle, the sheep. Iyar is the mazel of Shor, the ox. Sivan, when we got the Torah and we became partners with God, is Teomim, the twins. Tammuz is Sartan. Av, when Nebuchadnezzar, who was called the lion, came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash that's called the lion, that was built by David, who's called the lion, is the mazel of Aryeh, the lion. And Elul, when God says you can start again, it's as though you have a fresh start. As much as a person has sinned, comes Elul, God says repent, and for the new year you'll have a fresh start. So Elul is the mazal of Betula, the virgin. Now, these constellations, if you make a circle, and on a clock, you have 12 constellations, and each one is at the horizon at sunset, at the beginning of the night, and goes throughout the night on its month. Its month is when it it has all night in the sky. Right? You know that stars go from east to west throughout the night, right? Because we are in the northern hemisphere and the earth is turning. So to our eye, every star goes from east to west, unless of course it's the northernmost star, the North Pole. So then it just rotates a little bit, like at the north, but that's it. The rest of the stars go from east to west throughout the night. Yeah? Clear? Just like the sun does throughout the day, the stars do through the night as we turn. Why don't you look at the moon? That's an easy one. Look at the moon at the beginning of the night, and you'll see it move throughout the night, sure. And the moon sets. Now, there's a lot to discuss. I'm really glossing over a whole lot, but there's a lot to discuss. So at any rate, in the month of Nisan, and there are two gilsot in Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, and there's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, is the first of the month or the 15th of the month, a day in which the star begins at the beginning of the night. It's on the east, and it goes all across the sky and sets at sunrise. There are different understandings. I'm going with one shita, but that's not... we should begin to understand what we're talking about. So these mazalot, these are the... Each one of these is a grouping of stars, what's in English called the zodiac. In Hebrew, we call these mazalot. And the nations believe that the different groupings of stars had these shapes, and then they believed they had all kinds of strengths, and different nations thought that different stars corresponded to them. The Egyptians thought that the stars of the sheep, that was their strength, and that was their constellation in heaven. So they would worship the sheep, and they thought they were the strongest in the month of Nisan, and the strongest on the 15th of Nisan. So what did God do? God said on the 15th of Nisan, the night of the 15th, every Jew has to slaughter a sheep. And we had been worshiping the sheep just like the Egyptians. So God said, now you, Mishchu, pull back from serving that sheep, and I'll pull it to your home and tie it to your bedpost. And on the 15th, when all the Egyptians are worshiping their God and thinking, now is our strongest night, no one can touch us now, on that night I will go throughout Egypt and destroy all the figurines of sheep, destroy all their houses of worship, kill all their firstborn, and you will have slaughtered the sheep. So that's what the Ramban is referring to here. That the Egyptians believed they had figurines in the form of a sheep, and that was the constellation that grows through Nisan. So God put it down and put down its worshippers in the month of Nisan. So that's when God put down its worshippers and put down this idol. And Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll have to pick up with the continuation. The Ramban has just explained the two forms of idol worship, and we still have more to discuss, Bezrat Hashem, as we continue.